Overcoming, we boasted of our holiness, and yet we would retain that we've never ever measured up. Hundreds are telling me that today, and in various ways I can feel it within what they say. We have reverence to doctrine, and we have reverence to profession, but now we're embracing a manifestation. We're embracing His expression throughout our whole being. Taking us through many sites of death to find that fourth man in our lives. He's taken the people up to reign and rule. But the question is, they met it for evil. God met it for good. They put him in prison. God knew that they were. They stoned him and cursed him and sent him away. God blessed him. God met him and blessed him and saved him too. Jacob had to go down to come up. You and I got to go down to go up. God's way up is down. Most of us want to keep going up. We'll never get up there. But while we're climbing up, the higher we climb, the faster we come down.
Thank you. ask you to keep our hearts in your consciousness. I know I speak for Brother Wilson too. I feel that this is a very definite hour when we need to manifest all that God has given us and express Him as we know Him. I don't mean by preaching now. We're not going to try to give you some new philosophy. We need to get some of the things we've already gotten and create some of the things that the Lord has already built in our consciousness. I was just setting up praying. I got a new sense of strength. And I wonder if you understand me too. Get the benefits behind the church. If you live in the totality, get behind. Not just the church organization, but to get behind the people and help them to materialize their vision. And I want you, some of you, to perhaps live some miles away if you feel the leading of God. Even come our way and help. These are times when we need to get vision for God. I need to get down to work. Thursday night, the spirit of conviction dealt with us both. And within the next few days, some of us are going to sell our property. Get the fee, get the control of the fee. We're going to try to get a hotel, to get a place where we can do mission work, and we can take in and lead it. I was at the Meadow Hospital in our community just a few days ago, and there I saw 40 people who could have a home if someone would love them enough to take them out. If someone cared enough to take them out, I met a carpenter who was with his intelligence of eye and perhaps more peace in some ways. All that mattered was that someone who was given some attention. He could go out, as doctor said, and an authority left right now in one unit that could go out if there was someone who could care for them. I feel like it's time to do the work of God. If you really want to give of your life and your ministry, I know there's a place for you in this church. I know there's a place in Minneapolis. The other night, something happened. A sister called, a woman called, just had heard of the work of People's Center, and she called and about 1 o'clock on Sunday, Monday morning, just after our radio broadcast, and I just retired. She said, I've tried to find someone to be a good Samaritan, a shepherd, to help me, but my mother's dying, and I need a nurse. She said, I tried to hire anybody. Nobody even comes. And I appealed to some in our home that live in our home with me, and one of them went out and stayed that night. And it meant such a touch on the life of this individual that the person her whole thinking was changed towards God. And if some of you have that desire, I feel like we need to get into the work vitally. We need to have that core of mercy, the core of mercy that could go any hour of the day, that could go any hour of the night in a world that is so self-centered and so selfish. We need people that are dedicated just as Jesus was. You know, we sing about Him, but I'm afraid we're going to lose our song if we don't live up to it. We praise Him, and I'm afraid we're going to lose our praise if we don't begin to do what He did. He sold all that He had. He gave up the very last. Who is my father? Who is my mother? My sister, my brother, but they that be the will of the Heavenly Father. I look across the church today and see so much mortality. You see wives and husbands, and you never hardly find two that agree on anything. You find one pulling for God, another pulling back, and so many times we let the one that we're a little used to, we let somebody dominate our life, and instead of going to church like we ought to, we let that husband or that wife interfere with us. We get our natural children between us and God. He said in the last days there's going to have to be some of us that will be made unique for the kingdom of God's sake. Some that will come apart from all the things of the world and be separate vessels unto Him. And I feel like there's a time. I know not everybody's going to come into this. I know some of you are not even touched with it. But I'm burdened to the depths of my heart for reality. I know as Brother Wilson and I rode along, as we went several miles together a few days ago, he has the same burden in his heart, reality. You may not see the kingdom just as I do, but all of us have that desire, the reality of God. We want to get into the thing. I pray some of you will. If some of you have a dedication, you'd like to go in with us, a few of us that will sell our property and move together and do a common work for God, I want you to keep it in your conscience. He said, that's not Bible. You don't know your Bible. You don't know your Bible. He said, sell all you have. Give according to his needs. That's in the Bible. It may not be for you, but it's for some. It's for some people that are serious enough and dedicated enough to pay the utmost farthing. I pray that God will put that in your heart. I pray God will stir up your vision. I pray God will create a heart to serve and will let those dreams come back vivid before your imagination. And if you'll say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you told me to do. Oh, so many of us, we get thrilled about Africa.
We get worried about the pioneer fields of the other world, but we won't give a dollar to help somebody in the slum here. We won't give a hand to lift somebody out of the ditch that's right here. Oh, we love to send missionaries to Africa and hate the man of God's expression that's right here in our own town. Make him live in the back section of the city where it's not for no person would want to live. We're preaching the fact that yet some of the hypocrites, the very segregationist hypocrites, go right to Africa. Come on now. Some people over there, they've got their eyes on the mountains so much. Their eyes are on the mountains to such a degree that they stumble over the cross. They're looking for a height and they miss the little things. He said, if you be faithful over a few things, I'll make the ruler over many things. I'm not anything to stir your imagination tonight. I just say, let's do what God commands us to do. That whatsoever you find with your hand, do it. Do it with all your might. Do it with all your strength. Let's not wait for some visionary thing to hit us, some new thing to come. We already have all that we need. We have all the resources we need to work with. Let's get our hearts on us and begin to produce for God. I want you to put out your consciousness to me in your heart and your faith right now and pray that I have strength in the next 2 months. I told my church last night, 150 people sitting there waiting to get in burning ways, they're waiting for me to get them stirred up. I said, if we don't have a love that flows spontaneously in 2 months, if we don't have a love that flows spontaneously, you've got the same problem here tonight. You're saying 4 times before you have any blessings. It's got to pour out in strength. You know it takes more strength to minister to people for 30 minutes? It'll take more strength than you work 8 hours. Just close your virtue, close your energy. And I saw the same thing. Not all of you. Some of you are blessing and you're giving. And some of you don't mean to be stopping, but you're just waiting for somebody to feed you. And I said to our people, I said, in 2 months, when we walk in the congregation, if we don't close spontaneously, if the warmth of the Holy Spirit is not vibrant and radiant, I'm resigning this church. I'll leave it. It's paid for. 3.5 years, God bless us, to pull it off, and it's free of every indebtedness. But I said, if there's not a spontaneity here, if there's not a real power in 2 months, I'm putting out a brief withdrawal. 2 months for revival, or I'm going to step out of it.
Do what we know to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
What's your name? What's your name? I pray, Lord, you put some people in this thing right now tonight. I pray you send some ministers even to this temple and to Indianapolis that will pay the last price, Father, that will give their resources and will unite to do the work of the kingdom. God, we've just spent so much time wandering around without any objective, but your people have their clothes set. They have their eyes set upon heaven. They know in whom they have believed, and they are persuaded that he is able to take care of that which they have committed unto him against that day. Loving Father, I pray thee that thou would stay, not our emotions. We stayed our emotions until they run out. But thou would stay our minds tonight, even when there seems to be a vacuum of emotion. There was no only shout. There was no only joy in the natural tone. God, I pray thee, thou would silence the veil, that thou would speak to the heart. And I would say thee, come yes to us, and we would abide by your word. And we would say, yes, we've born family. Yes, the time put on flesh. Yes, the time put on civil. Yes, Lord, if you say it, be so, we can prophesy unto these bones, and they shall come forth. And we can bring them to them by life, and they shall live. We would believe that tonight, Father. We would stand on that promise. We would rise above that promise. We would lay down some of our sins in the now. Our family, our money, our fame, our prestige, our social concerns. Oh, God, tonight, make us poor and sin. He said, blessed are the poor and spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. As long as we have conception, we're not poor in spirit. As long as we have attitudes and doctrines and darkness, as long as we have prestige and fame, and we love the world with you, we're not poor in spirit. Love and mercy for Father tonight, I pray thee with all of our power to make us poor in spirit. For we cannot inherit the kingdom of heaven until we are purely free from ourselves. We do not understand this parable, Father, but you said, blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. If we possess anything tonight, we would give it to thee. We would not like to be like the rich young ruler who came unto thee and came away powerful because we have much possession. Oh God, we may not have wealth in our pockets tonight, but we have our attitude, and we have our social prestige, and we have our reputation, and we have our preconceptions, and we have our ideas, our ideologies and concerns, our doctrines, our dogmas, our attitudes. Oh God, we pray that you would deliver us and release us and set us free from every trespass, from every mortal burden, from every idea of acceptance, that we might be free to serve thee. As God, I pray thee, to raise up this company that you said would come. The company that came, sir, that silhouetted against the horizon, a great army, and they never broke their ranks. Hallelujah. They moved into the horizons of New Bedford. They overcame all the citizens of the world. They destroyed all that the common inhabitants and all that the nations have destroyed. He took them as a day, and this is what was spoken by the prophet Joel, a day when the knowledge of the Lord shall cover the earth as the waters cover the sea, a day when thy sons and thy daughters shall prophesy, and thou shalt pour out thy spirit upon all flesh. Mighty God, this is the day. We will crystallize it. This is the day. This is the hour. This is the day of the season. Oh God, we stand in readiness to take up our armament, in readiness to be provided with manna from heaven, in readiness to expend all of our energies for the kingdom of God. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Father, voluntarily tonight, make us conscious of our pain. Voluntarily tonight, touch our hearts. For in this verse is a different setting. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. If you don't come willingly, then you have to mourn. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for they shall inherit the kingdom of heaven. I didn't know I would lay it on this, but that's where I'm at. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted.
Tonight, my dear friends, how many times have we had to mourn? How many times have we had to suffer grief? How many times have we had to have our hands slapped like a little child, an unruly child? How many times have we had to lose something that was precious to us? How many times have we lost that demerit like that woman? Lost it and had to dig for it night for night. How many times have we suffered pain and agony? If we don't become poor in spirit, that's the only other way to find God. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. If you finish and fulfill the first verse, you don't have to go into the second verse if you can embrace that thought. If you can consider that if you fulfill the first and will sell out all that you have, you won't have to mourn. If you come unto him, he will give you rest. If you enter unto him, he will not cast you out. If you come to him with a desire to search with all diligence for the knowledge of God, you will not suffer anymore. You will not have to endure the hardness of this life. But we must sell out. And I'm afraid many of us are not selling out tonight. Many of us will not become poor in spirit. And I know I haven't become poor in spirit like I ought to in previous times. God help us to become poor in spirit. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Do you own anything tonight? Do you have your own ideas? Do you have your own conceptions? Do you have your thoughts about what you're going to do tomorrow? Why don't you just lay down your attitudes right now and say, Lord, whatever you say in the highest in Jesus, whatever you say in the stillness of my tabernacle, whatever you would speak in the garden right now, Father, even now in the heart of my soul, whatever you would say, I will do it, Lord. I will not look to the right or the left. I will not look back to Sodom and Gomorrah, but I will press on, Father, to the mouth and the cries of the high calling. Even my son, devil and his son, stir up the gift that is within us. In the name of Jesus, stir up those visions that are within us. He said we would have visions. We are men with dreams. There would be visions. There would be prophecy. There would be relief. There would be power. After the Holy Ghost has come upon us, we will have power to do all the mighty work. God, in the name of Jesus, make us proud before that tonight. Make us ready tonight. We want to hear from you tonight, not a word of sermon, not a word of thought that I have planned to preach, but we want to hear from heaven tonight, that you would speak in our hearts, that you would incarnate your word within us, that you would help us to forget all things, look to the right of us, look to the left of us, and see only the arm of God. Oh, Father, in the name of the divine Son, in the name of the life-giving presence, speak in our hearts now. Speak in our hearts now. And tell us the visions of our youth. Renew in us a right mind, O God. Let this mind be in us which is in Christ Jesus. Give us power. Give us power. Give us power now in the name of God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Let the mama and the room of people on my last year long stuff.
Look at the world and see if with all this confusion in your mind will tell you there's nothing I can do.
bow before you who can do this. We remind you that you came not as a royal taken place, not as a monarch from a throne, but he came as a babe in a manger. He came from Nazareth where no good thing had ever come from. He came from the lowest of lows and what he became the highest that man's ever known. He proved to you from time and eternity that you can do all things through Christ who says in you. You must believe that tonight. You must believe that tonight. You must know the power that you possess and take advantage of it. You must see what's in your hand tonight and so forth. I'm not going to talk very long tonight. There's been so much talking, there's been so much doing, but we have not really got to the core or the start of the thing. Now I'm in no position to talk tonight. I've got to be doing. I've got to be about my Bible tonight. The devil said, leave. Surely there's a need in my faith tonight. There's a need in my attitude. I want to get out of the routine and monotony and conformity. I want to be the great God. This is wonderful news. The other morning on Tuesday, we had a meeting about 5 o'clock. We decided to have a worship at 5 o'clock. About 6 or 7 of us come out 5 o'clock in the morning. I thought how free, how wonderful that was. People making a bit of a sacrifice to come and worship God. I'm so proud of good routine, church meetings for our convenience. Nice heated buildings and all of the luxuries and advantages that man could enjoy, making it just right, the proper organ tone, the proper musical background, lovely, comfortable seats. I'm so sick and tired of it, I don't know what to do. I'd like to see what men and women would do, what men and women would do when they're up against pressure. I was just saying, Mr. Brother, I don't like judgment, but I was just saying in the car as we were driving along, I said, somebody's going to bring people to the knees. Brother Wilson, Brother Winberg, and I were talking in our fancies that are coming to the church. I said, something is going to bring us to our knees. I don't think one man can do it today. People just ignore God. They ignore the authority of God. I don't believe one individual can do it. But I think something's going to cause us to think. Something's going to get us out of our attitudes of complacency, our thoughts of self-praise, self-abasement. Something's going to cause us to surrender ourselves. If it's an atomic war, then I say, God, send it. Whatever it is, Father, that will get us to the place of an attitude of surrender. You said, wipe out all this earth. I'll tell you one thing. And where earth is divided into selfish camps and denominational fightings and warrings and sectarian spirits, I say, I just assume see an end of it as the church continues. I want to see the glory of the Lord. I want to see the power of the Holy Spirit. I want to see what the Bible has prophesied, what my heart tells me can be. I want to live according to the highest. Blessed be the name of the Lord, and I say, God, come quickly. He said, judgment begins at the house of the Lord. Come quickly and perform thy work. He asked it in Jesus' sweet name. Don't say to yourself tonight, you're unstable and you're weak. You can't do anything. Don't listen to those things. Don't listen to those voices. I know the world's putting cream on a lot of things that have no real usefulness. They're putting an intrinsic value on things of diamonds and rubies, but you know what's going to mean the most in the long run is that which is useful. Maybe diamonds are more valuable than water, but when it gets down to usefulness, it's water that we need. Bread may not be as expensive as silver, but when it comes to the survival of the natural, we need bread far more than we need silver. I'm telling you, this day when men put emphasis on money and houses and land, people are getting weary. They're getting needy. They realize that they need a touch from heaven, and nothing satisfies. We try to build our houses, and we build our barns, and then we want to tear down and build more because we find no end to it. And the more we get, the more we want to get. We get all we can. And all we get to sit on the can. That kind of an idea is going to have to change. We're going to have to get out of that routine and begin to give of ourselves and send forth of our life and impart the love of God that we have. You're not going to find any happiness in any other place. I want to get out of it. I feel like I'm crowded into death. I tried to impart in my words tonight what I felt in my heart. I feel like I'm crowded into a wrong kind of a world. I feel like the church world is so far from what God would have it be as far as night from day. I feel like I'm lost in a trap sometime, and I want to just shake the dust from my feet and walk out. Have you ever felt like that? You ever felt like you just like to get up from your feet and walk out? Not against this church, because there's any honesty this pastor has it. Just the same in my church. It's the spirit that we cast ourselves into. It's the vice that we're in. I think it's time that we lift and live. It's time that we begin to do the work of God. He said, you know, two better feet are there. And where is our feet bearing tonight? We come like a little boy with our mouth open, give me a fish worm. We laugh and we joke, and our young people play. And they play tic-tac-toe and have all kinds of amusement. People go to sleep at our meetings. Where is the power of God? We need to have a return of the power of God. It will take us.
The words of the Lord need to be so important and so important to us that if we have to go out at 2 o'clock in the morning on some mountaintop to get the news out there, if we have to steal away in a cave, we've made religion too comfortable. We've made it a place you can drop off on. You can just come if you have no other place to go. But I want to tell you, he said there'll come a time and for the healing of the word of God. They'll go to the least and the rest of the north of the south, and they'll not be able to hear the word of God. I realize the beauty of what you have before you. He said, if you who are called by his name do not work the works of the Father, he raised up the stones that caused him to prophesy. He raised up another people and give them the glory of the Lord. If you who are called by his name do not begin to minister, he will leave you hands down and move off and take another people.
For he used the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. We, in our weakness, that can be strong. Tonight, if we unite in the pattern of the apostolic government, we can bring the kingdom, as the brother said. The religion we preached across the world has been a divided religion. He said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. What kind of peace have we given the world? It's divided into sections and camps and denominations. The Antichrist spirit has been here for 2,000 years. The false church has been parading all of its wares, but there is a creation growing. I said our hearts are growing tonight. Our fears are getting a little tender, and we feel like we are barren. But something within our hearts says, sing, O barren, sing, thou who didst not bear, for thou shalt have a song for all men everywhere. I don't know what your heart's telling you, but my heart tells me I've been mighty barren. My heart tells me I've saluted him on every hand. But something within my heart is just about to gain the victory. I can see nothing but Christ high lifted up. I'm beginning to lose sight of all the things that were important to me, all the props that I needed, and I want nothing but the voice of the Lord, nothing but the speaking of the Holy Spirit deep within the consciousness of the heart. I want to hear what you have to say, Lord, what the Spirit has to say to the church, and I'm the church. Hallelujah. You're the church. You're the temple of the Holy Ghost. You're the tabernacle of God. You are the thing that the world's looking for. You are that new creation. You are that Savior that's coming out of Zion. Oh, yes, we're just a little thing. But remember, it's the little things that grow to make the big thing. It's the little things that unite to make the mighty thing. So let's believe it tonight. Let's believe it within our hearts that we can do all things through Christ who's taken us up. You and yourself have nothing to do. You and your pride, the world won't listen. You with your religion, they'll turn a deaf ear. You with your ideas, they will close your mind and close their minds, brother. But if you come meek and lowly heart, if you become poor in spirit, and what that is? Self-giving, loving, a savior. You believe you can be a savior tonight? That's what I want to be, a savior. I'm not a savior tonight. Nobody can look at me and see God like they ought to see God. And I want to come to a place where it's no longer I, but Christ that liveth in me. When I look at you, I look as a Savior. I cease from my labors. I cease from my worries. I have nothing. That's why I said, take nothing but your personal sin. Anything greater than that will cause you to miss the kingdom. Anything that is your own possession will cause you to miss the worthwhileness of the glory of the Lord. If you've got anything between your heart and service, if you take to even sometimes your extra suit of clothes, preachers with their big money today in their fine homes, they're already misfits. They'll never be able to make it because you can't merchandise the gospel of Christ. You can't sell it. The greatest abomination in all the world is when somebody tried to buy the power of the Holy Spirit. It's not for sale, darling. It's the only way you can get it, and the only way you can get it is to sell out all that you've got. It's to come with nothing but, I am a sinner, God. Have mercy on me. I don't bring you a thought. I don't bring you an idea. I don't bring you an attitude. I surrender myself. It's no longer I, but Christ that lives in me. That's kind of an attitude tonight. It will bring his compassion. It will bring the warmth of his touch and the love of his heart. The world needs somebody like that. The world's heard so many people say that I'm this thing. I'm that. And I've got the Holy Ghost. And I'm a Christian. And I'm saved. And I'm glad I'm not going to hell. They've heard all that too long. But what they want to see is Christ. Almighty Christ, come forth in me. Oh, mighty Christ, come forth in this congregation. That we can forget so many of us are here tonight just for some basic wrong motive. Maybe even of a minister. We don't know, Father. We don't even know our hearts these days. He said our hearts were exceedingly deceptive. No man could know it. Loving Father, we pray that if nothing else is accomplished, we're finished. There's not another word we could say tonight. There's nothing we could add to or take away. We pray that now, in just a moment, we would speak within the house. As the people stand in this congregation, we pray that we would speak in their hearts. Let everyone just stand quietly, kindly before us. Remember, you and I alone are nothing. There are two or three gathered together in my name. I am in the midst of it. Where two or three of us agree of touching any one thing, it shall be done. Tonight, maybe you hold the key to a great deliverance. Tonight, you might have the resources and the energy and the power that the world is waiting for. Who are you looking for? I remind you of the words of the Master. What do you have in your hand? Use it, and use it with all your might. What have you got in your pocketbook tonight? Who's between you and God? He said, if you don't keep all that's not so tired of the world, you're not worthy of the kingdom of God. I didn't say that. But in comparison to his love, you've got to hate all motivation. You've got to hate your father and your mother as compared to the love for the infinite Father. You've got to hate all your earthly ties. And one thing only can be paramount in your mind. If I don't want to pay that, well then don't pay. Don't pray anymore. If I don't want to do that, but then join the Baptist, or the Methodist, or the Roman, or the Pentecostal, join the Pilgrim Holy, and all those lovely churches, they're all doing good work. Did you hear me? I said they're all doing good work. Someplace in the consciousness of God, they are. All of them have their realm. All of them are going to come up. As in Adam all died, so in all, so in Christ shall all men be made alive, whether man is born or not. But I can't go back there. For me to go back there is like a dog going back to its vomit. I can't go back there. I've got out of that thing. I can't go back there. Nothing going to satisfy me except the work of the kingdom. Nothing going to satisfy me except the ministry of the Holy Spirit. There's no place for me to go back. I can't go back and dance around the golden hill. I can't dance around baptisms and the doctrines of men, the laying on of hands and eternal judgment. I can't go back and sit on the hell by a damnation sermon. I can't go back and listen to the 33rd heaven and the 23rd hell. I can't go back and talk about long hair and short sleeves. I've got no time to go back and talk about the law and the prophets. I've got to go on. I've got to go on. I've been apprehended. As for me in my house, I will serve the Lord. There's no place for me to go but forward. I can't go back. Now if you can't go back, then do I know it. Last night in the beach, I pray the prayers I have prayed. I pray all the glory of the Lord is given you. Make up your mind tonight. You need a preacher of the church and you're a preacher of the kingdom. You've either been born by the Spirit or you're born of a bond woman. You're either in the kingdom or you're in the old Jerusalem. Let's make up a mind about glory and set our minds on heavenly things. Let's make up a mind and give up. There's no place of neutral ground. I said, there's no place of neutral ground. We're mediocre tonight. Or somebody being here trying to get it. About 2,000 years ago this time, 1900 and some years ago this time, they killed the moon and the bear. If you're too mean, they'll kill you. Hmm? Oh, they'll kill two bees between the Christ. And if they're too good, they'll kill you. You know where we are tonight? Lukewarm. Mediocrity. We're not anybody concerned about us tonight. We're just floating around. But if you get too good, the whole world will rise up against you. But hallelujah, when the world rises up, you put a God before you. Who can be against you? I want to get out there where the purified grace. I want to get out there where the new nations are part of. I want to get out there where the bodies are lost. Hallelujah! Glory, hallelujah! God, all things are possible. Tonight, in just a moment of thought, If you say yes to him, if you make up your mind, will you pay the uttermost price? He said the reasonable service is to put your body, your mind, and your soul on the altar. That's the only reasonable service. You want the kingdom, you have to get out of that giving and marriage and drinking and eating, being married to it. You want to get into the kingdom, it has to be Christ. You want to do his work, you have to pay the price. And the first thing is to sell what you have. You've got to have love. This man said, I've done all these things. I've kept the commandments. I've paid the tithe. I've done good works. But he said, one thing I lack is, sell what thou hast and give it to the poor. Tonight, God's saying that to some of us. Some of us say, no, all right, then, admit what you are. Don't talk about kingdom anymore. Don't be audacious and don't be hypocritical. Don't say, God, I want to go in the kingdom. Lord, you can have this whole world, but give me Jesus. I've started for the kingdom and it won't turn back. The Pentecostal showed up 50 years ago and said, I'm going to die in the wilderness. Oh, God, I told you that we will start for the kingdom tonight. I don't know where you're going to lead us. I don't know where some of us are going to go out of this building. But I pray that I'll keep my covenant with you 2 months, God. If you'll get a revival in my heart and you'll see a flow and a flow and you'll see the visions of our hearts. We'll come together and we'll do the things that our hearts have told us to do. We'll listen to me. Mind the battle with that river and the fire of the world that proceeds from the mouth of God. Fear the Lord and mind us. The hand of the Lord is upon us. For you the man with us, hallelujah. You the man who is the priest of gospel to the poor, the set of deliverance those that are bound, the very release to the captives, the open the blind eyes. God give us that deliverance right now. Jesus, sweet lady, hallelujah. Oh, glory, 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 glory. I just feel like praying and I feel like praising, I feel like organizing, I just can't preach. Let just lift your hands and praise your name. Oh, glory, hallelujah. Lord Jesus, we praise you, we praise you. For just a little bit of a dream, a measure of determination. We don't know the way for each one of you. We can't tell them how to go. But oh God, we know the way we must go. We know that we must do tonight. You spoke into our hearts, oh God. You told us what we must do. Now, in the name of Jesus, give us the strength to do what we must do. Give us the power, God, to go through in the name of Jesus. Be among us.
I'm not going to be able to do that.
haven't seen it through.